Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be in the Northwest.
Man.
I'm always in the Northeast. Had to fly all the way to the Northwest. As Brother Atsuo mentioned, I'm in a small church life there in Storrs, Connecticut. And it's the northeastern part of Connecticut. A church life of about 25. So this is a very large church to us. he mentioned, over the last few weeks, a number of us brothers have been traveling. Brother Steve Watts from Houston, Jim Miller from San Francisco, Michio Miyake, Anaheim, Rick Scatterday, Anaheim, and of course, recently to Brother Samuel Liu, you know, from Ontario, Canada. Sorry, Ontario, California. And we've been traveling around a number of the churches, fellowshipping this particular burden that we feel is very, very needed today, this matter of bringing all of us, wherever we go, into this burden concerning the reading of the recovery version and the footnotes, the reading of the ministry publications, the diving into and studying those publications, promoting those publications, and being constituted with those publications that we believe will be very instrumental, right, in doing three things. Number one, building up the organic body of Christ. Number two, to prepare the bride. And number three, to usher the Lord's recovery into the kingdom matters, right? To bring in God's kingdom, okay? And to have that kingdom here on the earth in reality today in the church life, not only in its manifestation in the coming age. So this is a particular burden that we believe, and as we are sharing from place to place, we are realizing, wow, this is something that, in a sense, we may have been in the past. We may have been into it a lot, but over the time, it can easily wane. That burden can wane. And that burden can almost become, well, as long as I have this, that I'm okay. As long as I get into the holy word for morning, revival. Okay, revival. As long as I can have a little revival in the morning, I'm dead most of the time. I'm not that living most of the time, but at least if every morning I've got this publication, which is, I would say, not bad. Don't think we're belittling this. What we're trying to say is that there's a lot more than this. If you are not into this, at least get into this. But if you are into this in a regular way, and I do believe all of us can testify, this is like a staple crop in the Lord's recovery. It has been very well established in the use of the saints in the Lord's recovery. But please remember, this is just for a morning time to get you going in the morning. In a sense, it's like coffee and donuts. If you're racing to work, you got to get coffee, because I'm not a coffee drinker, my wife is. But if you're a coffee drinker and donuts, as long as you can grab a cup of coffee and race out the door, to either Microsoft or Google or what's the other? Oh, Amazon or Boeing, right? As long as you can do that, it's okay. But during the day, you'll realize your shortage. And in the evening, when you come together for other fellowship, you'll realize you don't have that much. You don't have that many riches. Why? You only licked the barbecue sauce off the chicken. If you understand me, right? You didn't sink your teeth into the meat. You did get something. You got something, but you only got revived, but you didn't get constituted. That did not enter into you. You did not enter into the Word. You only read it a little bit, enjoyed it a little bit. You were refreshed. You were encouraged, but you were not constituted. That Word did not get into you. It did not live in you. It did not dwell in you during the day. It was not like a cow. You didn't chew the cud. So that thing is not that clear to you. It's not that living. It's not that real or vital to you because you did not enter into it. So we began to realize through fellowship, of course, with the Living Stream and other brothers that there is a kind of a shortage today, that most of the saints are just content. They are merely happy just to get through this. As long as we can get, right, a little word, you know, out of this in the morning, that's okay. But we begin to realize it's not okay. In our experience, it's not okay. We're short when it comes to fellowshipping with other believers, when it comes to preaching the gospel to the unbelievers, when it comes to shepherding the saints, right, in our locality or in other situations. We're short of the goods. We're short of the riches. We can console them. We can make them happy. We can make them pleasant. But then we can't constitute them because those divine truths brought to us by our brothers Nee and Lee have not been wrought into us. This is a big burden, we believe, that the Lord, that the churches need today. So, not only so, in recent conferences, if you were into the messages from Itero on returning, like this one, returning to the orthodoxy of the church, you surely had to be impressed that the Lord needs Philadelphia. Right, and we'll get to Philadelphia. But Philadelphia is not the goal. And I know that was shocking to me when those messages were given in Gold Coast, Australia. We think as long as I can come into the Lord's recovery, as long as I'm in Philadelphia, as long as I'm, you know, returning to the orthodoxy of the church, I'm not with this place or not with that place. I've come to the Lord's recovery. Praise the Lord for the Lord's recovery. That's good, right. But you have to understand in that iteral that came out, the burden there is to become the new Jerusalem in Philadelphia. Amen. It's not good enough just to be in the Lord's recovery. Praise the Lord, I'm in the church in Stores. Hallelujah, I'm in the church in Bellevue. That's good. But what are you doing in that locality? Are you becoming the new Jerusalem? Is God's name being written into you? Is the new Jerusalem being wrought into you? Is the Lord himself, is he being etched into you, right, burned into you? I don't know. The burden of Philadelphia is that we would become the new Jerusalem in Philadelphia. Because if you are not the new Jerusalem in the church today, how can you be the new Jerusalem in the coming kingdom age? Then how can you become the full consummation of the new Jerusalem in the eternal age of the new heaven and new earth? It's not logical. So we must, saints, become the new Jerusalem in the church in Philadelphia. And then coupled with that, right, if you were there in San Jose, right, California, for those six messages, right, on the the direction of the Lord, the direction of the Lord's move today, right? You saw the Lord's move today, right? The Lord has a move, which is what? That all of us would become ones who what? Who beget others into Christ, right? And then we nourish them in homes and so on. And then what? We perfect them in the vital groups, in larger meetings. And then we perfect them to such a point they can speak Christ, speak for Christ in the larger meetings of the church, right, in prophesying for the building up of the body of Christ. That's the move of the Lord's recovery today, right? But then you have the direction. The messages were given on the direction of the Lord's move. You may have be in the Lord's move, but you don't know which way to go. Should I go this way? Should I go this way? Should I go? I don't know which way to go. You need direction. Whenever God has a move, God has a direction with that move. What is the direction of the Lord's move? To build up the organic body of Christ. That's what we're doing in every locality. To build up the organic body of Christ, right, as an organism of the process triune God. You must have this very triune God wrought into you, worked into you, right, infused into you. This one must be what? regenerating. This one must be growing in you, developing in you, being built into you, and you being built into the triune God. That's the direction of the Lord's move today, is to build up the organic body of Christ. Not only so, it is to what? Prepare the bride. We're not here just having a good little church life. We are burdened that the Lord would gain his bride, right? And to gain the bride is a matter of maturity, not just growth, but maturity in life. We need to be beautified every day. Every day we get more Christ, we get more beautiful, right? The bride has made herself ready, right? We must become beautified by gaining that Christ, loving the Lord, having this second garment, which is the Christ wrought into us. Not just the first garment of justification, but the second garment of righteousness of Christ lived out of us, right? We must be adorned. The bride is what? Adorned for her husband. That's part of the direction. That's where we're heading in the Lord's recovery today. Not only to build up the organic body of Christ by growth in life, right, by the prayers of Paul in Ephesians 1 and 3, but by growth in life, by constitution with the divine truths. And surely the ushering in of God's kingdom today. So that is the direction of the Lord's move today. My point is this: if we don't get into the ministry, saints, if we don't do something more than this, how can the organic body of Christ be built up? It's not that simple. When you think, oh, that's a daunting thing. For centuries, the Lord's organic body has never been properly built up. And for ages, the Lord is waiting, longing for a bride to match him, to match this glorified Christ. How can the Lord have something on the earth today? How can God have a kingdom, a ruling sphere, where all the believers are ruled by the divine life? They're reigning in life. They're being ruled over in life. The reality of our church life is the divine life. It's a realm where God can move, God can work, God can operate, God can do whatever he wants. How about that? To gain that, the body, the bride, and the kingdom, how can the Lord do that? He must reconstitute us with the riches of Christ. Not a little bit of Christ. Not a little bit of licking barbecue sauce off a chicken. So, saints, we must find a way to dive into the riches of the ministry in order that we could, in reality, become his organic body. Amen. The bride of Christ and his kingdom, the reality of his kingdom on the earth today, among a group of people where Christ can rule and reign. We need a supply, a rich supply of Christ. That we know comes from the ministry of the age. Right? And I know we distributed to you a particular piece of paper where we took some quotes from this particular publication, which we highly recommend. You know, the Living Stream Ministry over a period of years has been putting all of Brother Lee's works into print, calling that the collected works of Witness Lee. To date, 59 volumes have been released. 59 volumes, about 500 some pages per volume. So you multiply 59 times 500. That's close to 60,000 pages. Sorry, 30,000 pages. Because the Living Stream is working, right on, and they have a very, very nice poster announcing the completion of the collected works of Witness Lee. It will total 136 volumes, and they will all be available August 2018. Don't miss it. That will be, if you multiply 136 times what? Times 500, what is that? 60, what is that? 60,000? Anyhow, a lot. Right. Right. Around 44 some percent that will be come out, you know, in the total 136 volume, 44%, never in print before, anywhere. So it's a treasure. In this particular volume that just came out, 1984, five volume set that, of course, I'm on a direct mail service, DMS. It just came out, DMS, five volume set, 1984. Volume number five has about 160 or 170 pages on a particular title which really caught our attention, right, called The Faithful and Diligent Spreading of the Truth Concerning the Publication Service. Okay, like one chapter on the publications in the Lord's recovery, the way for the Lord's recovery to advance. You want the church in Bellevue to advance? Get into the publications, and it will advance. Right, not only number and content, reality, right? Two, concerning the publications in the Lord's recovery, and we'll get more into that. Some of us will meet together tonight and get more into that with a PowerPoint. The faithful and diligent spreading of the truth. In other words, not only you have to get into it, you have to read it, you have to dive into it, you have to study it, you need to spread it. And we know whenever you touch the ministry, right away, you're just amazed. You're overwhelmed by the riches. And what's the first thing you want to do? You want to tell your mom, your dad, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, all of your classmates, or in school at UW, or tell the guy at Amazon or Microsoft, or tell those persons, right? You just have to spread this thing. You want to bring them into these riches, right? Then message three is on the book service, the spreading of the truth. How the book service, you know, that area over there, we'll get into that. We'll get more fellowship about that, right? The book service and the spreading of the truth. It's not just sell books. That's not the goal. The goal is to get those books into you, not only on your shelf, because that's the first thing. First of all, they have to get into your home. And then they've got to get into you in your home. They may be in your home where they're not in you. You know, I've got a vast library. I've been collecting recovery books for about 47 years. I got a huge library, but I need to get more of that library into me. Okay, right? Number four, learning to serve with the publications, right? Five, fellowship concerning the publication service. Six, the value and learning of the publication work. Seven, the publication work being in coordination with the ministry. Do you want to coordinate with the ministry of the age, the new covenant ministry? It's to get into the publication. Spread the publications. Coordinate. That way you coordinate with the ministry, right? Eight, being equipped and other matters related to the publication work. Nine, principles and attitudes concerning the publication service. 10, building up character for the Lord's service. 11, concerning the arrangement in the publication work. 12, everyone coming to the meetings to speak. 13, in one accord with one goal. Okay. We have been, as I mentioned, some of the brothers have been traveling to some of the places, fellowshipping with the leading brothers and also with the book service saints, how we can have a change in our view of the ministry, how we can just at least get into beginning to read it, either consecutively, regularly, daily. And of course, we came up with a lot of statistics, right? I mean, look at the publications we can get in. You can get into the life studies, about 1,983 or something like that. And they are about 18,525 pages to get through the life studies, right? Old Testament and New Testament. If you want to read through all of them, old and new, one life study a day, you can do it in 5 years, 5 months. You say, oh, that's too long. I don't know what will happen with me in a year. Well, you need to plan sometime. Okay, Lord, I want to read through all of the life studies, Old and New Testament, right, in 5 years and 5 months. And then you just set, make a plan. And then you say, oh, that's too slow. Well, some of us may be more aggressive. We may say, well, I'd like to get through that in a shorter amount of time. Okay, if you read 2 life studies a day, you can get through in 2 years and 8 months. That's not very far. It doesn't take that long, right? I mean, what, 2 years, 8 months, right? You could be through the full-time training in 2 years. Maybe you could be through the full-time training in Anaheim and the one-year training in Boston in that time. Just think, Michael, in just 2 years and 8 months, you could read through every life study, right, with 18,525 pages of riches being constituted into you. Wow. That's just the life studies. What about the collected works of Watchman Nee that came out years ago? 62 volumes of riches, 14,971 pages. How about that, reading that? Or how about the collected works of Witness Lee, 59 volumes that are out, almost 30,000 pages. Or how about the conclusion of the New Testament messages, about 436 messages, 4,400 some pages. You know those green conclusion messages? How many of us really are in those messages? How many of us are daily reading the life study, reading them, maybe studying them, maybe underlining them? I'm in Luke, right? The Gospel of Luke. I'm in message number 79 on the subjective side of the Lord's ascension. The Lord is the great high priest, right, ministering to us. He's transmitting all of his heavenly ascension power into us. Amen. I mean, we saints, we need to be into those life studies, collected works, right, conclusion messages, or other publications of the ministry, maybe a book, particular book, knowledge of life, experience of life. We need to set a schedule, right, to get through. And I will go on, go just briefly through, right, a few matters on this particular sheet you receive, promoting. We need to not only get into a habit, even an addiction. We need an addiction to the truth, a habit, regularly. We're reading the ministry, fellowshipping. We're speaking it. We're promoting it. We're giving away the books. We're loaning the books. We're selling the books. You know, we're fully involved. All of us can do that, right? Promoting reading, right? Reading the publication of the ministry among the saints. If we could begin just reading, the Lord will make a big difference in our daily life, our Christian life, and then our church life. And then what will happen? You get the increase. You don't have to struggle. The increase will come spontaneously, because when the more you dive into the ministry, and then you get into it, and then you speak it to others, and then you speak it to unbelievers, and they are impressed, and they receive Christ, and they want to know where you meet, and they want to know where do you get these riches, and then they are added. You read here on this item number 3, right? Acts 6, 7, right? Talking about the Word of God, what? The Word of God did what? It says there. It says it grew. How could the Word grow? That means it's organic. That means it's living. The Word is living. It's full of the element of life. The life studies are what they are called, life study. Brother Lee told us the element of the divine life is embodied in those life studies. When you touch them, it's not mere doctrine, teaching, theology, exposition. No, it's life element. A divine life element enters into you and what? Mingles with you, lives in you, operates in you, grows in you. And that life is added to you so that God's life and nature are added to you, causing you to grow in life, making you living and organic, an organic member of the body of Christ, to build up the organic body of Christ. Then you receive that life, that help, that light. Then you share that with others, and you deposit the divine life into them, right? And they deposit that into others, and then you get the increase. So it says there, the word of God grew, right? And what? Multiplied. Okay? So, one, quickly, helping to promote the standing order, right? I hope that all the churches and all the localities which have received the supply in the Lord's word from this ministry will what? Bold print. Do their best to help the publication in the of the ministry in the matter of standing orders. That means if we have a burden for the standing orders, Living Stream has standing orders individually and corporately for the church to coordinate, right? You can sign them for that. Two, encouraging the saints to build up. Notice this, not just to have, but it says what? Build up. That means it takes practice, right? It takes consideration. How can I daily build up what? A habit of what? Of reading. It's so easy to have a habit of going to your cell phone, right? You have a habit of going to the internet. Have you built up a habit of going to the internet? Yeah, probably too much. You just habitually go to the internet. You wake up in the morning, oh, what's happening? Go to the net. Go to the web. But what about building up a habit? Amen. Build up a habit of reading. First thing, I'm practicing. First thing, I wake up in the morning, right into Luke. Sometimes I say, tell my wife, no, don't talk to me yet. Wait. Right? I'm getting into Luke first. Okay, let me finish Luke and then I'll come back and talk. Because if I talk to her first, you know what can happen. So we need to build up a habit, right, of reading, right? Encourage the brothers and sisters to build up the habit of reading spiritual books. How about this? After every meal. Are we doing that? How about before you go to bed? Do you listen to the news? or are you getting into the ministry, right? Then it says here, the right, hoping that the leading brothers in each locality will give the saints some help and encouragement. So each household, that means each family, each household, will have a supply of spiritual books, right? Three, leading the saints to become addicted. I want to be addicted with this addiction to reading the truth, not all the other addictions. Lead the saints to become addicted to reading the truth. Four, finding ways to promote the truth. Finding ways. Can we each consider how? How? Lord, give me a way. How can I promote this truth? How can I get into it? How can I set up a schedule? How can I, with the brothers and sisters I'm with, how can we get together, get into the ministry, right? We have to have a proper attitude and be positive and aggressive, doing our best to urge people to read His Word, right? Five, being jealous to change the atmosphere. We can change the atmosphere in our church, in our small group, right? We can change the atmosphere by diving into the ministry to make what? Reading a priority, right? A priority, right? Some brothers and sisters spend more time reading the newspaper than they do reading the ministry publication, huh? Any of us like that? Maybe. The Lord convicted me. I was spending too much time doing crossword puzzles. Because I like to do crossword. I like to ace crossword puzzles. The Lord said, that's enough. So I realized I was being cheated, trying to ace the crossword puzzles like in New York Times or USA Today. The Lord said, that's enough of that. You're being robbed of the riches. And the Lord would just say to us, Brother Bill, have you read through all of the life studies of the New Testament and Old Testament? Nope. Have you read through all the conclusion messages? Nope. Have you read through all of the collected works of Watchman Nee? Nope. Have you read through all of the collected works of Witness Lee? Nope. Have you read through all of the books? Many times I get every book that comes out of Living Stream, but usually it goes right on the shelf. It should go right into here. Okay, so we need to make it a priority, right? Instead of reading newspaper all the time, watching TV. Lord, I want to watch TV when I read this life study. I want to be televised with the divine riches. Okay? 6, stirring up the saints' interest. We need to stir up one another. Tim, share. Tell me, what have you enjoyed in the life study? What did you enjoy this morning in the life study? And he goes, drrr. Can't we do that? And then he would ask me, "The Bill, what did you enjoy?" We need to check with one another. Give me some riches you got from the life study this morning. I'll tell you about the life study, you know, Luke number 79. The subjective riches of the ascension of Christ, the heavenly high priest. He's not just up there and we're here on the earth. No, we're joined subjectively. All of the riches of the triune God are being transmitted into me right now. Wow. So all during the day, that thing, believe me, that thing is working in me, running through me. I'm considering that. The heavenly high priest. I meet somebody. Then I have something to say. Instead of talking about how is the University of Washington doing with football? Will they beat Alabama or Clemson? Right? Isn't it right, Tim? I know it's easy to talk about the UW football team. Will they play Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State? Which one? Are you helping people? You should tell them about the triune God and this and that. What's the score? The triune God, 1,000. Satan, 0. You understand what I mean. Then we're always speaking the ministry. If we are saints, are not into the ministry, what else can you talk about? Football, Trump, Clinton? Right? Because you're in that thing. Whatever you are into, that's what comes out of you. If you are into the ministry, your brother, your sister, they will know. The leading brothers will know. Everybody will know, right? If you're a piano player like Ross Lancaster, and Ross doesn't play the piano for one day, maybe the only one that knows about it is himself. 2 days go by. Not so good. 3 days goes by. His wife says, have you been missing your piano practicing recently? Then the wife knows. Then more other people know. Then everybody realize you are not practicing the piano. You have not been like in the ministry. Everybody will be clear. You are not into the ministry. You are not building up the body of Christ. You are not preparing the bride of Christ. You are not ushering in God's kingdom. Now you realize how, in a sense, serious this matter is. Okay. 6, stirring up the saints' interest, right? 7, I like these verbs, immersing. We need immersion therapy into the ministry. Immersing, soaking, like a tea bag. Immersion time, 3 minutes. It should be immersion time, 30 minutes. Right? Diving, bathing in the truth, right? If we knew all these situations, we'd spend our whole life being what? Immersed and soaked in the truth. Okay, 8, bringing in a real revival. This is a real revival. You will be revived. Ones around you will be revived. The saints will be revived. The church will be revived. The leading brothers may be revived. Other localities, everybody around you is revived because you're in the riches. 9, then you can fight against Satan. Without these riches, it's like you have no weapons to fight against him when he comes with his thoughts, his lies, his, you know, cheating and so on. You're indefensible, right? But with this, we can fight against Satan to gain the ground for the truth to go forth. 10, giving the saints direction, right? We should help the saints, direct them, encourage them, incentive to build up, again, a practice habit they would spend. Here is at least 30 minutes. If you can't do 30 minutes, begin with 3. If you can't do 3, do 1. But build up. We should build up our capacity for a while, 3 minutes. then 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, including prayer in the Word. Right, we develop that, okay? Then lastly, because of the time, hastening. Wow, you want to hasten the Lord's return? This is a very practical way to hasten the Lord's return. And what? Here it is, 11, preparing the bride, right? We can hasten the Lord's return, and we can be instrumental in, right, preparing the Lord's bride by diving into the publications and so on. So please pray, saints, for this burden is a big burden. We have, a number of the brothers have scheduled fellowship trips with Boston, Oklahoma City, Denton, Texas, Fort Worth, Oklahoma City, San Diego in the next month or so. So that we believe, by at least by doing a little bit of traveling, we can bring this burden into the Lord's recovery, church by church, so that saint by saint, right, there will be a real change, elemental, metabolic change in the way that the saints dive into the ministry. This will really have a profound effect, we believe, for our going on in the Lord's recovery. Yeah.